a new furnace or air conditioner.
Well, it's kind of the thought. Do you want to keep putting money into your old furnace that's maybe giving you 50% out of every dollar that you put in it? Or go to a Bryant modulating furnace that's 97% efficient, keeps you comfortable, as well as saves you a little bit of money?
What does the slogan really stand for Bryant, and what does it really mean?
Well, Bryant, whatever it takes, means we'll do whatever it takes to keep our customers comfortable. Whether their furnace is going out in the middle of the night, we'll be there when they need us. We have people on call 24 hours a day, whatever it takes.
You really pride yourself in customer service.
We try as hard as we can. Can't say we never make a mistake, but we give it our best shot.
And how do people get a hold of you, Kerry, to say get the ball rolling?
We make it as easy as possible. You can get us at 325-3969 for Stevens Point area, 342-0911, or just visit us online, comfortair.biz.
Buena Vista Investment Management of Wisconsin Rapids understands today's global markets and brings small-town values and creative investment solutions to your financial portfolio. With active financial managers and great customer service, Buena Vista Investment Management is here to see that your financial well-being is here for many years to come. Give them a call today at 422-0700. Buena Vista Investment Management, 241 3rd Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's your forecast from the WeatherEye Weather Center.
For this afternoon, we cannot rule out some spotty showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny and breezy with a high near 68. Tonight, we'll continue with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms early, then it'll become partly cloudy with a low near 42. For Saturday, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 62. For Saturday night, it'll become mostly clear with a low near 36. And Sunday, mostly sunny. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, this is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Thank you, Megan. And again, for all you gardeners and farmers out there, the National Weather Service says widespread frost is expected in our area after midnight on Saturday. So be aware of that, the first morning of fall on Sunday might be a frosty one. Right now, it's cloudy for the most part. 64 in Wausau, 60 in Marshfield, 63 in Point, and 63 here at AM 1320 in Wisconsin Rapids.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine, presented by Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Riverview Hospital in Wisconsin Rapids. It's time for part two. Once again, here's Carl Hilke.
Thank you, Jerry, and it's time once again for another edition of Financial Insights from Buena Vista Investment Management. This morning with John Moffitt. Your local investment professionals can be found at 715-422-0700. Today's topic is one we can all relate to, 401k investing. With that, we welcome John. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Carl. How are you today?
I'm fine. Okay, well, there's been a lot of talk about 401ks in the last year. I mean, there's been talk about, do we need to reform the law? People, it doesn't seem to be working the way it's supposed to be working in terms of people being ready for retirement, et cetera, et cetera. And I guess what we're going to try to do today is give folks some tips on how to use your 401k effectively, correct?
Yeah, how to manage your 401k account effectively, that's correct.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the basics when it comes to managing for retirement. People go, well, if you're young, you're thinking, okay, I'm going to get really aggressive, make a whole bunch of money, and retire early. And if you're older, you're thinking, I don't want to lose money, so take it away, Professor.
Yeah, and that's a really key point. I don't want to lose money. Right. And I think that we've gone through two really big bear markets in the last 15 years, and that kind of taints people's viewpoints of the world when they see their 401k values go down. But the reality of the situation is markets that go up and down are part of the investment world, and in your 401k, you are an investor and have to deal with those types of issues. So today I thought we would talk a little bit about managing a portfolio, building a portfolio, rebalancing portfolios, and using NewPage's plan and their investment options is an example of what's out there and what people can deal with in their plan.
Okay, so let's start with the basics. You have a 401k, you're starting to put it together. Where do you begin?
Well, In most 401k plans, they offer you an investment menu of funds. And your responsibility is to go in and select the funds that best fit your risk-reward parameters. And that's the first and most important part of that building a portfolio. Our belief is that in building a portfolio that for anyone, whether it's somebody's 35 or 65, is that it needs to be diversified. Equity investments or common stock investments come in a lot of different sizes and shapes. For example, there are small companies, medium-sized companies, large companies, international companies, and all four of those categories are important components when building an investment portfolio. So if we use NewPage's 401k plan as an example, investors have 23 different choices to choose from. They have 10 what are called target date funds, and they have 4 index funds and 9 managed funds. So it can be a daunting challenge for somebody that doesn't have expertise.
Okay, so I get this, and I'm going, okay, what do I do next? And I'm sure that's probably what a lot of people do when they get, congratulations, welcome to NewPage, and here's your 401k information. Good luck!
Yeah, read up. and yes, that's right. And most people don't have the expertise. And if I'm talking to people and I say, well, how did you select funds in your retirement plan? Well, I just chose the ones that had the highest performance numbers and added those to my portfolio. And that always isn't the best way to build a portfolio. So let's talk a little bit about options.
Okay.
Target date funds is a relatively new investment vehicle that people started to see as an option in their 401k plans probably about 5 years ago or so. And the theory behind these target date funds are that the funds will invest, based on your original comment, more aggressively if it's a longer target date fund, or more conservatively if we were closer to the target date. So if an individual is retiring in 2025, then that target date fund is supposedly invested in a manner that's right for somebody that's retiring in 2025. Now, that may or may not be accurate, but the theory is more aggressive the longer out you have, and then as you move closer to retirement, they add more fixed income securities.
Okay.
To that, making it theoretically less aggressive. But I'm sure, as Pete and you have talked about over the last few months, with interest rates as low as they are, there is a great deal of risk in fixed income investments in a retirement plan.
Okay. So I want to make some money, but I don't want to, if I'm, say, getting closer to retirement, I don't want to necessarily lose a lot either. But because, like you mentioned, interest rates the way they are, you're going, oh, too much fixed rate stuff will screw me that way.
Yep. let me just add a point to one that you just made, and that is this retirement date. I'm getting closer to retirement date, and I don't want to be aggressive. The reality of an investment portfolio, it is not your retirement date that should determine the parameters of your portfolio, because when you really think through it, your portfolio has to work for you for the next 20 years after you've retired.
Good point.
So you can't just look at it as, on my retirement date, all of a sudden
that stops.
This is going to happen, because the vast majority of people do not have the wealth to allow them to put everything in a no-risk investment and get their 2% and have enough to live on. We need our investments to work for us even after retirement. And that's where I think the first mistake that people make is thinking that just because they're 5 years from retirement, meaning they got to be much more conservative, they put money in bonds, interest rates go up, the value of those bonds goes down. So it's a dilemma right now that we haven't had as investors for over 30 years.
Okay. What about, let's flip the coin, John, and let's say you're young professional. Let's talk to our younger members of our audience who might be, you know, in the early stages of their careers or whatever, and they got a 401k started, and they're thinking, well, should their strategy be, how different should it be from that of an older investor?
Well, the beauty of investments is there is no right or wrong answers, first of all.
Okay.
So investments are kind of an art, not a science.
Okay.
So somebody that is 50 years old and has a desire to see that portfolio grow could be in the same investments that somebody 25-year-old is in, or somebody that's 65. It really is not an age thing, but let's just, from a diversification standpoint, understanding that a portfolio should include large, mid, small type companies and international companies gives you a high level of diversification. So our view is that diversify is a good way to handle that. Now, taking that one step further, one of the things that we believe in very strongly is rebalancing your portfolio, which basically means if you've allocated 20% to international and 6 months later that 20% is now 22, 23, 25%, that in a rebalancing, you're actually taking money out of that category, giving it to something that hasn't performed as well, because you're rebalancing,
right?
So that it's counterintuitive, but you are taking away from your winners and giving to the ones that haven't performed well, because it is highly likely that 6 months or a year from now, those other type investments are going to outperform international. And I'll use the last 5 years as an example. International stocks, Chinese stocks did extremely well up until a couple of years ago. Now U.S. equities are outperforming international. So international isn't helping the portfolio as much as it did, but 4 years ago, it was helping the portfolios a lot. So by taking some of your profits, scooping a little cream off the top, giving them, putting it back in U.S. equities as an example, now the U.S. equities are outperforming international. So that balancing act that you're doing, or rebalancing that you're doing, will help the long-term return of a portfolio.
And that's why I think it's good to have a relationship with either Pete or you and the folks at Buena Vista Investment Management, who you can reach at 715-422-0700. We're talking about 401k investing on Financial Insights from Buena Vista Investment Management today with John Moffitt. Back with more right after this.
Buena Vista Investment Management of Wisconsin Rapids understands today's global markets and brings small town values and creative investment solutions to your financial portfolio. With active financial managers and great customer service, Buena Vista Investment Management is here to see that your financial well-being is here for many years to come. Give them a call today at 422-0700. Buena Vista Investment Management, 241 3rd Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Exciting high school football action is coming your way right here, featuring the Lincoln Red Raiders and the Assumption Royals. Catch all the live action of high school football on this radio station, proudly brought to you by Riverview Medical Center, Solaris, Bullseye Credit Union, Nash Law Group, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, Paper City Savings, Ministry Healthcare, River Cities Bank, 8th Street Auto, Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Wood Trust Bank, The Trading Post, Marshfield Clinic, Ruby Reds, and TJ's Auto and Collision Center. It's the Lincoln Red Raiders hitting the road to take on Menasha coming up Friday night, starting at 6:45 with pregame programming right here on AM 1320 WFHR.
Here's your forecast from the Weather Eye Weather Center.
For this afternoon, we cannot rule out some spotty showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny and breezy with a high near 68. Tonight, we'll continue with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms early. Then it'll become partly cloudy with a low near 42. For Saturday, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 62. For Saturday night, it'll be becoming mostly clear with a low near 36. And Sunday, mostly sunny. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Thank you, Megan. Cloudy and 63 at AM 1320. Welcome back to Financial Insights from Buena Vista Investment Management with John Moffitt. We're talking about 401k investing, what to do and not to do. And I guess one of the things we want to talk about is why it's important. Some people might not. Well, why should I have some of my portfolio or my 401k in international stuff? The world's crazy, John. I don't know if I want my money going around the world. So.
Yep, and there is that perception that international investments are more risky than U.S. investments. But the reality of the situation is large companies today, large capitalization companies, whether they be in the U.S. or Europe or Asia, are all global companies selling product all over the world. And we are, in this country, a mature economy. We are the largest economy in the world. We've been that way for many, many years. And we don't have as much potential for growth as smaller, newer, emerging companies around the world. So to have some money from an investment standpoint in a diversified situation, a high-quality international fund, will probably provide investors a greater rate of return on their monies over the next 10 years. It's just an economic fact of life that those economies are growing faster than ours. It's not saying that our growth is bad or anything like that. It's just they're starting from a lower base or a smaller base, which gives them a higher growth rate, and that's what drives equity prices.
Okay. So basically, I'm investing in the future growth in those emerging economies. Like, what kind of countries are we looking at? We hear a lot about China, but obviously there's some in Latin America too.
Oh, that's absolutely correct. Obviously, China is the 800-pound gorilla in the room, purely from the number of people that live in that country. So you have China and India. It's another very populous country. When you take a look at those two countries, they are totally different in how they're governed, how their people live and work. So there's an interesting dichotomy. And then you talk about Latin America. Brazil is the third largest economy. And that's different than India and China. Mm-hmm. So it's very important internationally to participate in all parts of the world, because we don't know who the winners and losers are actually going to be. So by diversifying between small, mid, and large U.S. companies and having a good international fund or two in the portfolio gives you the diversification, and it helps allow you succeed over the long term.
Okay. Someone might say, okay, John, well, how much should I put into international? Should it be just a small portion, or should I increase it? Should I vary it depending on the circumstance?
Well, varying it, no, in context of your rebalancing all
right,
the time.
Right.
But our view is that you need 30% of your investment dollars internationally.
Okay.
And that would be a high number in recommendations, but we are a global investment firm, so we very strongly believe that you have to be there. And we have, in most cases, between 30% and 40% internationally.
Okay. So that's the way of the world.
That's okay. Correct.
Another area, people might be thinking, okay, John, we're hearing all about what's happening in the U.S. with energy, fracking, and everything else, and the developments in energy. How can that help my 401k, they're thinking?
It probably can't. Only because of the fact that most 401k plans that are offered by a corporate employer don't have energy-specific funds and things like that to choose from. Most of the funds that are offered are highly diversified. Now, with that said, inside these mutual funds, they are purchasing those types of investments. This is a growth area for the United States. It's a very important part of our economy. So most of the investment vehicles that are offered in 401k plans do have some exposure to that area, which is going to help U.S. returns.
Okay. What are mistakes people make? We've been talking about things to do. What are some don'ts? Don't do this.
Well, the biggest mistake is don't sell out at the bottom, because I think, as we talked about earlier, investments are extremely counterintuitive. When things look the best and they're generating the best returns, it's normally the best time to be selling and taking a little off the table. When things look the absolute worst, it's normally the best time to make investments. And I think without a specific investment knowledge, people have a tendency to be more reactionary to what's happening on a day-to-day basis, rather than saying, where am I going to be? What can I do to improve this portfolio 2 years out? And that normally means making investments when things look bad.
Okay, so like right now, okay, we're hearing the stock market continuing to make highs, and now with the qualitative easing continuing, at least for the time being, and by the Federal Reserve, you know, that was greeted with an increase in the market a day or two ago. People are going, okay, based on what you're telling me, John, is this the time for me to start maybe selling some assets or doing some rebalancing of a different sort because of the nature of the market right now?
No. And I say that pretty simply. It's okay. There's not a simple answer. The markets have had a good run, 4.5 years of this bull market. We are getting to the point where this bull market is getting old. When you look at all the historic numbers, it is not that unusual to have a rather large correction or the end of a bull market as we get to this point in time. There are very few bull markets that last longer than 5 years. So the answer to your question is, yeah, you could take a little off the table. Most, you know, 401k investors, it's hard to do that. The other component is to rebalance the portfolio. You're taking away from U.S. stocks, giving some of that money to international investments that haven't done as well. European stocks are probably cheaper, or I shouldn't say probably, are cheaper, and emerging market stocks are cheaper than the U.S. right now. So rebalancing always helps. There has to be something to cause the stock market to decline in a meaningful way. And right now, economically, there's nothing on the calendar. Obviously, we have a lot going on in Washington.
Right.
And that could be a catalyst for something. But that's non-economic, you know, it's politics. Yeah,
it's politics, and unfortunately, it makes people nervous. And the other thing, people do get nervous, John, and I'm sure you and Pete are familiar with that. All of a sudden, there's going to be the correction. There's going to be the end of the bull market and a period of a bear market, and people are going to be going, oh, what am I going to do? My 401k is going down the drain. What are the things to do during that time, and what are the things not to do?
Well, the first thing I would say is we went through two major bear markets, and I think that taints people's viewpoint.
That's
things,
right.
No question about it. We do not see any of those kind of occurrences on the horizon right now. But it is a normal, healthy process for the markets to have corrections, for the markets to have a negative return every once in a while. Normally, every 2 to 4 years, the market does produce negative rates of return for a lot of different reasons. So we've been 4.5 years, now almost 5 years, of positive markets. So the first thing is obviously not to panic when 401k is going down in value, and people have a tendency to look at it. And in my business career, I've had more than one person say to me, when in a bad market, if this keeps up and my account keeps losing value, I'm going to be broke in 5 years. But nobody ever says to me, when the markets are good, if this keeps up, I'm going to be a millionaire in 5 years.
Right.
So the tendency is to be look at it from a more negative standpoint. So I think people just need to rebalance, to take a look at their portfolio. And when markets are down, especially with a 401k, you're buying at lower prices.
Right.
People always like to buy refrigerators at lower prices.
This is a sales time on the market.
That's right. It is a sales time. And that's what people have a hard time grasping, that they are putting money in on a regular basis, which allows them to buy investments at cheaper prices.
Okay. Okay. So I guess, that, again, it's counterintuitive, but when you look at investing, when the market's down, that's the time to buy.
That's right.
Because you can get some good investments at bargain rates.
Right.
Okay. These target date funds, like you say, it's a rather new thing. But what are some mistakes? I guess we kind of talked about that in a little bit, but what are some mistakes people make is not thinking beyond the target date? Is that the big danger there?
That's the big danger, because that's going to impact your investment returns leading up to the retirement date and after the retirement date, because the portfolios are designed around being more conservative as you move closer and closer to retirement.
Right.
So it is possible that people can miss out on returns that they should have had just by merely being in this target fund. But the target funds do provide a very valuable service. You don't have to worry about what you're choosing in terms of selecting funds, because a lot of people don't have that expertise, and they're doing that inside the fund. The issue might be, one of the things people can look at is selecting a target date fund that is beyond their retirement date. So rather than having it get more and more conservative, it's going to be more conservative after they retire, which gives them a few more years of growth in that investment portfolio.
So instead of, say, thinking of this one date, I think a little shorter time span,
right,
and invest maybe more like a, like I'm not going to be retiring very soon. I'm thinking about 20 years past my retirement.
Well, 10 years. Depending on when you're retiring.
Right.
But looking 10 years beyond, we're all making the assumption that if we retire, our lifespan will probably be 10 years beyond our retirement date. So that gives you a little bit more growth in that portfolio for a longer period of time.
Okay, okay. And folks, when you want to talk to the investment professionals locally, it's Buena Vista Investment Management here in Wisconsin Rapids. They're located right next to the post office. What's the exact street address over there?
241 3rd Street South.
Yeah, 241 3rd Street South. But here's the important phone number to put down. 715-422-0700. 422-0700, and set up an appointment with Pete or John and say, okay, well, what am I doing right and what am I doing wrong? And I guess the thing we're learning is to take deep breaths. Don't always panic. I guess that's the thing. People get so nervous when they're talking about their retirement money.
And without question, the 2008 bear market was a watershed event for investors, because it was the largest market decline since the Great Depression. So, I mean, there's no sugarcoating that, but people that stayed in the market have regained everything that they had lost during that period of time. For people that got out at the bottom, they have not recovered, and that's the one real lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, not to say that you shouldn't have taken some money off the table during that event, but the reality is that if by staying an investor, you would have recouped all of your principal and been better off today.
Yeah. So you have to be patient. maybe not pay so much attention to the bad news, or watch a ball game. Go fishing. Go play golf.
It's easier to be pessimistic than it is optimistic when it comes to the investment world.
Okay. And the ones who stay optimistic are the ones that make money.
Yeah, because capitalism is constantly evolving, never staying the same. There's always opportunities. And the reality of capitalism is it will continue to grow and prosper around the world because there's a lot of people that want to live the same lifestyles that we live here in the United States.
Okay. Well, this has been a very interesting conversation, John. I want to thank you for your time and look forward to our next visit, either with you or Pete.
Thank you very much for having us.
Okay, have a great weekend.
All right, thanks,
Carl. And with that, we'll wrap up this edition of Financial Insights from Buena Vista.